Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1383 in the writing is Shir number 535. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started last year in reference to the halachas of Kedima Bebrachas, priority and brachas. So continuing on that which we started to talk about a few shiurim ago in reference to the subject of Kedima Brachas, it wasn't last year. We took a little break talking about the muffin issue and some various different, very important halachas in reference to Bracha Achroina, Bracha Rishena. There's still a lot more we have to get into a little bit. But just getting back to our subject of Kedima Bebrachas, priority and brachas, all of the halachas which we will be discussing in the upcoming shiurim are only when one would like to partake in all the foods and drinks that are in front of them at that time. We recently mentioned that if one does not want to wait until the food, until the foods arrive, until the food is brought to them, until they get the food, whatever the case is, and one would like to just eat or drink what's in front of them. In other words, they want to start eating. They don't want to sit and wait till they get the other food or the other food is brought to them, whatever. So that would be fine, even though the other food might be on a higher level bracha. One does not have to partake in all the foods or drinks that are in front of them either. If all the foods are in front of them, drinks or whatever, and they only want to eat one of the foods, even though the other items on the table, wherever it is in front of them, are on a higher level, they would not have to eat from those items either. They could go ahead and eat whatever they would like to eat. Okay, that's what we spoke about last time. Another scenario on which one does not whereby the brachas are priority and brachas, kedima bebrachas, does not go on is in conjunction. In other words, these halachas won't apply when it's in conjunction with the order of brachas. If the general way of the people, in other words, you might have a higher level food, but the general way of the people is to eat that particular food, and it's not in the order of the brachas. It might be on a low. In other words, the general way of the world is to eat a certain item which might be on with a lower level bracha than the other item. But we'll get into some examples as we go down the road. But if this is the derech, the way that people eat, Eitzer Halachas gets into it a little bit. If this is the regular general way, the way people eat, so then that would also be fine. So that's another scenario on which one does not have to go in conjunction with the order of brachas if the general way of the people to eat that particular food is different than the order of the brachas. Now, yet another way whereby one would not have to go in order of brachas. When we say again order and brachas, when we're going to name out the brachas, what exactly is the order? But in all these various different situations which we're talking about, those halachas would not apply. So if one of the food foods with the lower level bracha is an ikar, right? We've spoken about in the past ikar v'tafel. You have a ikar, the main food, and then you have the tafel, the food that's subordinate to the other food. Sometimes you'll have the ikar food, the main food, which is the bracha, might be shahakol or maybe a piece of meat, for example, chicken, might be shahakol, and maybe the other food that's which is only there to enhance that item is on a higher level bracha, maybe mazonos or possibly whatever the case is. So, but if one of the foods with the lower level bracha is the ikar, I just gave an example. The chicken or the meat might be possibly, that's the ikar. And let's say you have something, a little side type of a thing. One would not have to prioritize the higher level bracha. You have something that's, let's say, it becomes a tuffel to the ikar, because as we've spoken about in the past, just real quickly, the Chazarova, when you have ikar and tuffel, you have the main food and then you have the food that's subordinate to it, then you make just one bracha. Like, so in other words, let's say I would be making a shahakal on a piece of meat or a piece of chicken, and there's some sort of food maybe on top of it that's just a tuffel that's, it's basically, part of the meat or maybe a topping on the meat or whatever. But if I would eat it by itself, it could be a mazonos, could be ha'etz, whatever the case is. But since I'm eating it in the ikar, the main food is shahakal, and it goes together, and it falls under the halachas of ikar and tafel. That's the point over here. It would have to go with those halachas of ikar and tafel, of the main food and the subordinate food. Thereby, is only one bracha. So in general, so if one eats the foods with and the lower level food might be the ikar, if situation comes up, the main food, then one would not have to prioritize the higher level bracha. You wouldn't have to go ahead and make a higher level bracha on the other item because of the fact that it's only a tuffel, and it's really, it's covered by the lower level bracha. Again, if that is the case. Now, Bezras Hashem, we're going to go through various different examples, as we always do in each case, and try and explain it a little bit better as we go down the road. We're just trying to give some of the basic concepts so we have a rough idea, rough estimate as to what we're talking about. And of course, as we always do, we'll get into the nitty gritty as we go down the road with various examples and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Brachah Kol Tov.